This is the SoulPreaching.com podcast. I am your host, Sherman Haywood Cox II. In this episode, we have a discussion of the sermonic form, 3 points and a poem.
We have different faces, we come from different places, and from different walks of life, yeah.
3 points and a poem. Over my time of preaching, I have found many individuals and preachers using what might be considered a variant of the basic form of 3 points and a poem. I was actually surprised when I looked at some of my own early sermons, even before I began attending seminary. I was surprised to see that the 3 points were actually in my own sermonic presentations. 3 points in a poem is one of the most persistent models of preaching. What it means is that the preacher makes 3 points and then ends the sermon with a poem. Some preachers have termed the same method as 3 points and a celebration. Over the last few months, I've listened to the sermons of a few preachers. One preacher in particular who makes explicit use of the 3 points. This format is still being used even by some very well-regarded preachers. Just like any form, there are variants, as I spoke of before. But here is one description of the parts of such a sermon. In the 3 points and a poem, the first part is a textual description. Here the preacher looks at the text. The preacher tells the story of the text or the story behind the text. If it is a narrative portion of scripture, the preacher would tell that story, making use of as many vivid details as necessary for the purposes of the sermon, as I spoke of in the previous audio. If it is a different kind of text, the preacher may tell the story behind the creation of the text, or any other thing that would help hearers understand the text. The preacher makes sure to give background details that can help the hearer understand what is going on in the text. The main point here is that the preacher is attempting to help the people understand the text. That is the emphasis. Now, as the preacher describes the text, often applications will spring forth in the minds of the congregation. These applications are fine and they are needed, but this is not the emphasis of this first section of the sermon. It is a description, it is background, telling the story, something along those lines to help the people understand what's going on in the text. Then we move to the next section of the sermon, which is actually the 3 points. After telling the story of the text in such a way to help the people experience and understand it, the preacher then moves to the 3 points of the sermon. These points are carefully worded expressions that are derived from the text. By derived from the text, the preacher should make explicit connection to the text. The preacher may say the point and then say, go to the text. Here is where it is in the text. The preacher's points must come explicitly from the text. But after having said that, we must come up with these points. And here are a few questions that one can ask to derive these points from the text. One might ask, how can we experience what the text tells us to do? Or how does what the text describes become operative in our lives? In other words, how can I obey that? What is it that the text is asking us to do? These are many questions that we should ask ourselves when we are seeking to come up with these points. As way of example, let's look at Ephesians 6, 12 to 18. You need a basic statement that will be answered by the points. In this case, your question may be, how to defeat the powers? The points might be, you gotta, number one, stand, that's in the text. You gotta put on your uniform, that's in the text. And you gotta pray, that's in the text. Your title might be something like, I'm about business. For further help on sermon titles, you might be interested in my own sermon title book, ebook, which is available on the website soulpreaching.com. The preacher should attempt to make the points of the sermon progressively intense. So the second point is more emotionally intensive than the first, and the third is more than the second. Finally, each point of the sermon should have a few parts. So when we are expanding these points, we must have these components. First, the preacher should show how the point is derived from the text. We talked about that and we must talk about it again. The point must be from the text. We preach the text. We don't preach our own ideas. We preach the text and our interaction with it. Answer the question of where this point is in the text and explicitly make reference to it. Second, the preacher should illustrate the point with some sort of story or example. The preacher can go, we are right now in a series on the sources of scripture, of a scriptural sermon. You may go to the Bible, you may go to history, you may go to culture, you may go to many different places to find ways to illustrate the point that you have found in the scripture. Third, the preacher should define the point clearly. When you say the point, sometimes the point can be clear. Other times the point may not be so clear. In any case, the preacher should define clearly what the preacher is getting at and what the preacher is saying in this particular point. The fourth section of each point, you should tell the people how to accomplish the point or how to make it real in their lives. These four aspects can be mixed up. I mean, you don't have to do it in that order. You can mix them up. You can mix and match. Sometimes you won't have every one of these in every point, but they are ways to think about how to beef up and to talk about each point. The third general section of the 3 points and a poem format is the celebration or the poem. After you've given the 3 points, the preacher should move towards the celebration. Here you should look for a story or illustration that summarizes the whole sermon. Then you celebrate the gospel in that story, which is also celebrating the good news in all the sermon. If you can't find such a summary story, then simply go on and celebrate the good news presented in the sermon. A useful variant is to actually take the third point and to use the third point as a summary celebration, so the third point kind of melds into the celebration component. In our example, you might celebrate that you are about business. You have done all 3 things and you are ready to battle the forces. You also might celebrate that God wages war for you when you are enlisted in God's army. In conclusion, 3 points and a poem is still a very vibrant sermonic form that is used by many and can be a vehicle for faithful proclamation of the good news. Some homiletics teachers, as well as homiletics students, put down the form, but I am sure it will probably outlast all of us. In any case, the form should be something that we look on as a possible way of preaching the gospel in this generation. You have been listening to the SoulPreaching.com podcast. I would encourage you to come visit us at soulpreaching.com to find other resources much like this one. God bless you.